Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi there, this is Harry, and welcome to a podcast where I try to help you with your understanding of the English language, aspects of grammar, and also help you to communicate with other people in a more enjoyable way than perhaps you do so already. So we're always willing to take suggestions, and if you have any, well, you'll be able to contact me and I'll give you the details at the end of this particular podcast. So what do I have for you today? Well, we're going to talk about three particular words and show you the differences, but also similarities between the three. And the three words are gain, G-A-I-N, earn, E-A-R-N, and win, W-I-N. And people get confused with them because they have similarities, but they also have differences. So I'm going to give you examples of both. Often when we talk about gain, earn, and win, we might be talking about money. Okay, so we can earn income. Okay, so we earn an income when we are working. We can gain some benefit from something, and that could be because somebody gives us something because of the job we're doing. For example, they give us the use of a company car, so we gain some benefit from that. Or if we are lucky enough to have money to invest, and we invest it, then we gain if the asset that we buy goes up in value, for example, a house or a share. And we, of course, lose on the other side if the value goes down. So gain is something that we don't necessarily have to work at. Okay, earn, we have to work. To get paid, we have to work for a week or a month, whatever period of time. So we earn that income. But when we make a gain, the asset gains something. We don't do anything about it. We buy a house, we buy it for 100,000 euro, we sell it for 150,000 euro, we gain 50,000. But we didn't work to get that. So when it's not earned income, it's a gain on an asset. Okay. And when we talk about win, where we don't win a salary or we don't win income, we can win a contract. Yes. So if we are competing for a contract in a company with some other firm and we happen to be told we're going to get the contract, then we win that contract. So it's an advantage that we get. Okay. So gain, earn, and win, when we're talking about money matters, are quite different. Okay, and when we are winning, we can also have the opposite, which is lose. So they're win or lose, but it's about gambling in some respects. It's about taking a risk. To win something, we have to take a risk. Yeah, so the risk is we will gain or we will lose. Okay, so there's a risk element to that. Okay, so that's gain, earn, and win when we're talking about income. But in other aspects, they have very similar meanings. For example, if we talk about trust, I can gain your trust when you get to know me. Okay, I can win your trust by doing something that you feel is trustworthy of me. Yeah, I can win your trust, and I can earn your trust over a period of time. Okay, so when we're talking about trust, we can use all three: to gain someone's trust, to win somebody's trust, and to earn somebody's trust. Okay, so same word, slightly different meaning as to how we do it. He earned somebody's trust over many months of being a very loyal servant. He gained the person's trust by helping them in a very difficult situation. And he won their trust when perhaps they may not have been trusted before that, but he won their trust when he did something that they hadn't expected and they were very grateful for what he had done. We can, when we're talking about a football match, and if you have a favourite football team, then the football team can win the match or gain a victory or earn the points for the winning the football match, or fighting and playing a really tough game, but eventually winning at the end. So when we're talking about some game of a sports game, then we can earn, gain, and win, but having a slightly different meaning. So somebody's trust, and then about the football game, and also if we talk about respect. So when we talk about respect, we can earn the respect of people by being a hard worker. We can win their respect by perhaps doing something for them that proves that we are a good boss, okay? Or we can gain their respect because we demonstrate to them that we're not just about us and them, that we're helping them to improve themselves, or we're working with them to improve the company, so it's not just letting them do all the work. So when we're talking about respect, then of course we can gain, earn, and win respect. As we said about trust, we can gain, earn, and win trust. And in a football match, we can gain the points, we can earn the points, we can win the points. Okay, so that's hopefully gives you an indication as to those three particular words: gain, earn, and win. And thanks for listening, as always. And we'll come up with another podcast soon. If you want to contact me, you can do so, www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always willing to listen to your suggestions. And if you have something that you want me to cover, please let me know. Okay, well, thanks for listening, and join me again soon.